Well, hello everyone, welcome to the 14th week now. This week I watch West Side Story, Hotel Transylvania, Brave, 2040, I don't know if it's me, Sherlock Holmes, and the Schindler List. I first start with a classic movie, West Side Story. I watched the first movie. I guess it's the first. It's the most popular one. I mean, the story is good. I didn't knew it was a musical. And I'm kind of... I should have known before. I should have researched before because I thought it was too much music, too much songs all the time. Even though I love the story, you know, around New York and rich and poor people. But yeah, too much song, too much... Even though some song was really great, but... Yeah, it's too much. It's like when I watch Anyway, it was like the same. I don't know if you remember, but for me it was like... Again? Again another song, another... But it's too much for me. So, good movie. I didn't watch the more recent one. You know, the one that's been out last year, I think, or... Yeah, or even before. I think it's in 2022, but I'm not sure. Well, but I really wanted to watch this one because I heard a lot about it, and most of it I heard about a theater version, I think. But I really wanted to watch the movies. But there's nothing more to say about it except that, yeah, the story is great, but the movie is too long because of the songs, actually. So, next one. I watch Hotel Transylvania. It's an animated movie. And you know me, I don't like that. And I watch it though. But it's not a Disney one, so it's okay. The universe is a bit dark, and it's normal because it's supposed to be in Transylvania. But it's kind of funny and kind and nice, I don't know. You know, all the story around the family was great, and I find it's a really sweet movie for kids. Even if it's, you know, around vampire, and you think maybe vampire are not for kids, so... yeah. But actually, it's a good one. Watch it with your kids. Maybe... not young kid, because maybe they will not understand that vampires are not always mean and scary, but I think it's a really good one to watch, and I don't know if I watched the second one later, maybe, I'm not sure, I'm just checking, it doesn't seem though, I'll spoil you, I'm spoiling you now, but I think like I watched it, but I'm not sure. But yeah, it's okay. Yeah, nothing to say more. Next one I watched is Brave. That's a Disney movie. But I don't know I'm still stubborn and watch Disney movie because, you know, I don't like it. But Brave was different for me. I thought it was, you know, just a title. I was expecting a story around a stubborn girl and an independent girl, and she was, but it's kind of weird to show actually a kid to be independent, you know, but it's not weird, it's a fairy tale story, so, but no, I don't know, it's like Disney gets more mature than before, you know. Less damsel in distress, more independent woman, or little girl in that case, so that's weird. After that, I watched 2040. It's a documentary about how life would be in 2040. I don't know how old I would be then. 42, I guess. Yeah, it would be 42. Oh, damn God. I don't look forward to this. But it was actually, I heard about it. I don't know where I heard about this movie, this documentary. But I heard about it and I was curious. I think it was about, I mean, I think someone recommended it. I'm not sure. It's a really popular one about how the how our planet is gonna go and what can we do and what we can left to our children. Children I don't have, by the way. Well, know what I mean. Really interesting if you're interested in change your behavior, because they show some kind of innovation that we can do that already exists around the world, and it's really inspiring for once. And it's not just about, look, the planet is dying, you have to do something, it's your fault. How dare you? No, well, exactly, yeah, it's a really hopeful documentary, and go for it. I don't know where you can, I think it's actually a free documentary on the website. Just go to maybe 2040.com, you will find it, I think. And I think it's free, so go for it. It's free. I mean, it doesn't happen every day. After this one, I watch, it's a French movie, so I will translate it. And I translated it bad at first. I said it was called, I don't know if it's only me, but actually the right title is I don't know if it's everyone. So it's a documentary. Again, I know. And it was not what I was expecting, actually, yeah. So basically, it's a documentary when people talk about their life, their feeling, their how time flies, and I was a little bit annoyed because I got bored really fast. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting more than this, you know? So, I don't know how to describe it another way. Just go see, I would not say all the documentary, but you know, the preview of the movie if you can, on YouTube or somewhere else if you want to know. But I don't know if it is, if this one exists actually in English, because it's a French one. Unfortunately, after that, I watched Sherlock Holmes, the version with Robert Downey Jr. And I was glad to see him again because, you know, I loved him as Iron Man. But here, he's a jackass. But this one is boring as hell too. Damn, I thought I was gonna see something interesting about Sherlock Holmes, you know more about him, follow some, yeah, some of, yeah, I don't know, some of his case or something, but no. It was, I don't know, 2 hours of, I'm not gonna say bullshit, but almost. I mean, it was not what I was expecting. I think, you know, I'm interested about Sherlock Holmes and learning the story behind it, and I have to start somewhere, so I thought this one, but not, no, I'm not gonna. I think I should watch something like, you know, a TV show with Sherlock Holmes, but it's, I don't know if it's a good idea or not. If you're a fan of Sherlock Holmes, maybe you can tell me something to watch to actually, you know. Yeah, the BBC one seems good, but at least, you know, watch, maybe I should watch the Sherlock, the Abominable Bride, you know, with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. I don't know. I don't know what to watch to actually understand who is Sherlock Holmes, what he do, and something like this. I mean, I know who he is, but you know, I want to start at the beginning, like when they did it with Enola Holmes. That was a good movie to learn about this universe. This one, not at all. Don't go for it. Unless you want to spend 2 hours of, I don't know how to call it, unless BS, but it's a little bit harsh. So, but to end this week, I watch the Schindler List, and you probably know this one is a very, very classic one. I never watched it because first time I wanted to watch it, I saw it was in black and white, and I hated black and white at that moment. It was clearly a no for me. You know, I can't watch black and white movie. I don't like this. But then I gave it a chance now because everyone talked about it, and I was like, I want to know why it is so popular. So I watched it, and well, it's a good one. It's long, and it's in black and white, but it's a good one, and it's really sad, and but it's also violent. It's also really trashy, so don't watch it with your kid, maybe. It's not a movie for kid. But yeah. It's a movie about a war that everyone should watch, naturally, but because it's also it's based on true facts, you know, it's not just a makeup story around the Second World War. But it's yeah, it really happened, so it's I don't know, it makes sense, it gives more value to the movie when you watch it that you saw the end and you're like, what? This man actually exists, you know, the Schindler guy. And if you don't know about this, what the story is about in this one, because it's a very popular one, but I didn't saw it, so I never watched it. So the story is about a guy named Schindler, and he actually saved a ton of Jewish people during the Second World War through his factory. And I'm not gonna tell you how it did because you have to watch the movie to saw that. But he. It's funny because you think he's a jackass, you think he doesn't give a damn, but actually he saved tons and thousands of people. But he played a role too, you know? He was fake. He was friend with the German soldier, and they were, I don't know. Sometimes you're like, how can you tolerate that in some scene what he saw? But he had to be to have this poker face, to be in the both side, to actually be able to save some people. He could not save everyone, but he did actually save a tons of people. So, just for your culture, watch it. Really, it's very a long movie, but definitely worth it. More than Sherlock Holmes. So if you have to watch one movie this week, like me, watch this one. And this week is already closed. It's probably the shortest episode, but I can talk about movie I didn't like much because, you know, at that moment when I watched it, I was like, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. So now I barely remember what the story is about. I just remember that I didn't like it. So I move on pretty fast when I don't like something. You know, I don't remember much about what the plot is or what actually bothers me. I just remember that it bothers me. So I'm gonna stop here. Tell me your opinion about this movie I watch. I hope I didn't make the mistake again to watch animated movie in the further weeks, but be warned if there's other Disney movie there, I'm not gonna talk about it much. Sorry. Yeah, well, thank you for listening, and I'll see you for the 15th week. Already, I can, you know, I have to go to 52 weeks, but it's only the 14th here, but it seems big, it seems a lot, you know. And even though it was difficult to actually watch a movie per day, and you know, sometimes I didn't, and I I felt really guilty. But I try. And I'm kind of proud too, because I improved my general culture here, because, you know, I watch movies that I never saw before. And I make a list. I don't know if I told you, but I make a list of all the movies I watched in my life. And I love to see this list go longer, longer, and longer. So this challenge will help me. And again, I'm really open to any of your suggestions. So please don't hesitate to send me an email or send me a message on any social media you want. And I will try to watch it. And I loved, you know, exchange with you. So if you want me to make a group somewhere when we can discuss it, I will be glad to do it. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I saw that I have listeners from all around the world. I'm a little bit impressed. I didn't thought it would go that far, but thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm gonna keep doing it, because at least there's people listening. Not much people, but at least there's only... No, at least there's... Oh, I can speak. Sorry. At least it's almost one people. And if it's at least one people, I'm okay with that. And I'm gonna stick to it. So I'm gonna stop talking and talk too much. I'm rambling. Bye, guys. Thank you for being here. You're the best.